The push within coalition ranks for greater religious protections is growing. Liberal veteran Kevin Andrews is the latest MP to argue the government should use its surprise election win to legislate stronger provisions to defend people of faith. Yesterday, here on Breakfast, we spoke with Senator Erica Betts, who argued that new laws are needed to shelter people like Israel Folau, who was sacked by Rugby Australia for claiming homosexuals would go to hell unless they repent.
This is an issue of where we draw the line in relation to people's freedoms, and I am one of those that would seek to draw the line to give as much expression to allow the individual as much expression as possible.
Senator Erica Betts defending Israel Folau's right to express his religious views. Well, the growing clamour for new religious protections is causing some alarm amongst the LGBTI community, which believes it'll give the churches a licence to discriminate against gay and lesbian Australians. Anna Brown is the CEO of Equality Australia. That's a national legal LGBT advocacy organisation. I spoke with Anna Brown earlier.
Hi, Fran. Thanks for having me on.
Anna, religion is the big gap in our anti-discrimination law. A person can't be discriminated against in this country on the basis of their sex, of their race, or their disability, but there isn't a similar law covering religion. Why isn't that a gap that needs to be closed?
Oh, no, I absolutely agree there's a gap that needs to be closed. And we have these protections at most state and territory level as well. So if this legislation was a stock standard anti-discrimination law and simply replicated those sorts of state and territory laws that we see across the country operating uncontroversially, then it's something very much to be supported. I mean, the LGBTI community has a long history of experiencing discrimination. We know how harmful it can be, so of course we want to see anyone protected from that sort of harm. The issue is that the coalition MPs that are pushing this radical religious freedom agenda seem to want to go much further. And instead of simply this law being a shield to protect from discrimination, it could in fact turn into a sword that licenses discrimination against LGBTI people.
Let's talk about that. The government's drafting a Religious Discrimination Act, which could be ready as early as next month. If all that does is add religion as a protected attribute, you're not concerned about that?
Not at all. We have for a long time supported every vulnerable group in this country being protected from discrimination, including religious belief, but other belief as well.
So it's coalition MPs like Concetta Ferravanti-Wells. She wants the government to introduce legislation that would entrench in the law the privileges currently enjoyed by religious schools. They currently have exemptions under the law that allows them to sack staff or expel students that they don't believe reflect their values or teachings. You're saying that's the sort of element that you're worried about?
Yeah, absolutely. And remembering that if this is an orthodox piece of legislation, it should only be protecting individuals, not organisations. So that's one thing. Also, we've seen in the US really worrying developments and efforts to enshrine religious liberty that really are a guise for further discrimination against LGBTI people, but also women, unmarried couples and single parents. So we need to look really carefully at the detail of what's proposed and make sure it's not winding back protections for other people.
Initially, the initial response from the Attorney General, Christian Porter, to the suggestion from Senator Concetta Ferravanti-Wells is that this is separate to that kind of move to protect the privileges currently enjoyed, the exemptions enjoyed by religious schools would be separate to the racial discrimination bill. Are you encouraged by that?
Yeah, I think I am encouraged, and although one thing this legislation will have to grapple with is the extent of exemptions in this legislation as well. So it's not an issue that will go away. This legislation itself will have to balance the right to express a religious view and other view in the workplace or other places and hold and practice that faith. But whether it's the Age Discrimination Act or the Disability Discrimination Act, there are exemptions or defences that apply in certain circumstances.
Are you suggesting that's when it comes down to competing rights and freedoms, the right of a person to express their religious faith or teach their faith as opposed to the right not to be discriminated against?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, that there would logically be an exemption to allow particular churches to only hire priests or ministers of that faith, for example. I mean, pretty uncontroversial exemptions, but we need to see if they go further than that.
A simple example, there's some suggestion that this has been put to Labor leader Anthony Albanese from some of his colleagues who got a fright during the election because some of their communities pushed back and they believe it was on the basis of the concern about Labor's position to people of faith. An example, for instance, that a religious school would not be able to teach that marriage is sacred and marriage is between a man and a woman. Would that be in breach of the sort of law you're looking for, the sort of protection you're looking for?
No, absolutely not. I mean, of course, religious organisations and schools need to be able to maintain their ethos, and in the case of a religious school, teach according to that ethos. But the debate last year about students was clear. I mean, the public outcry when the Ruddock Review was leaked and people discovered that students could be lawfully discriminated against really sent a clear message that Australians won't tolerate discrimination. So it's where there's harm caused to children. And I think schools already have a duty of care towards children in their children that they teach, and that is keeping in mind their mental health and making sure that even if they're religious or if they're secular, anything they do in the classroom isn't actually harming kids. And we know that words can cause harm.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. Our guest is Anna Brown, CEO of Equality Australia. This debate has been turbocharged by the election result. A number of MPs from both sides have claimed that religion was one of the sleeper issues in this campaign. Some in Labor, Chris Bowen, for instance, who suffered a 7.4 swing against him in his Western Sydney seat of McMahon, says people of faith no longer felt that progressive politics cares about them. Christina Keneally says Labor lost people who were fed up with being, quote, howled down by other people in the community. Do you think that there is an intolerance towards people of faith? Can you understand that sentiment?
The best measure we have of what Australians think about LGBTI equality, including the many supporters of equality within faith communities, is the postal survey we had in 2017. So if we had an election based on the postal survey result, we'd have 133 out of 150 lower house seats made up of yes voting MPs. I mean, this was a landslide victory on any measure for equality and for fairness. And that's the sort of country that Australians want.
Can I just ask you finally and briefly about Israel Folau, the very high-profile Instagram posts, his sacking subsequently, Senator Betts, Barnaby Joyce, don't believe a person should be sacked for expressing a closely held religious belief. You're a lawyer. Was he discriminated against in your view? Should someone be sacked for expressing an opinion like that?
Well, because I'm a lawyer, I'll give a lawyer the sort of answer I should give, which is that it always depends on the facts of the situation. And in this particular case, unlike if Folau was a factory worker and took to Facebook and expressed a particular view about religion, he's a rugby player being paid an extraordinary amount of money to play an elite sport with an enormous public profile, an enormous public reach. And his employer has an agreement with him that when he conducts himself in public, that it's in a way that upholds Rugby Australia's values. So, I mean, that comparing his situation to the situation of an ordinary employee is not a good comparison.
Anna Brown, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
Anna Brown is the CEO of Equality Australia. That's a national advocacy organisation for the LGBTI community.